Hello, it is Paul Spooner of the Paul Spooner Podcast. Thank you for joining me today here on a very unusually short episode.
It's just a real short thought. People have kind of been looking forward to being cyborgs and having cyborgs around and like, what is it going to look like and what is it going to be? It's arrived. I'm a cyborg. I've just realized this over the past few days. Part of myself, part of who I am, is connected to technology. I'm using a recorder right now. Instead of talking to people, I record myself so that they can hear me later. Instead of being around people, I make videos of myself so that they can see me later. I record ideas using the computer. I can express myself through that medium. I think in terms of programming sometimes. I can also think in terms of relationships and more human things like emotions and stuff, but I am a cyborg. And you probably are as well. If you're listening to this, you're probably a cyborg. So forget about looking to the future and like implants and stuff. Implants are, they're unideal because the best kind of a cyborg is the one that can use technology without having to rely on it. And that's what we are. We are augmented humans that have learned to adapt technology into our everyday life and use it to our advantage. I mean, I'm driving a car. I have a car body that I drive. You know? I mean, that's awesome. I would like it if it took a little bit less of my energy and concentration to drive it, because then I could do other things while I was being transported. Robot cars, awesome. Yes, definitely. More automated cyborg stuff. Yeah, a lot of this stuff is already here. We're already doing it. We already have this kind of things. And like robot arms and things, we've already got that. We've got cranes, we've got forklifts, all that stuff is cyborg technology that's already happened. Now maybe people mean cyborg in the terms of permanent alteration and removal of human capability in favor of having machine capability, but that's just a lie. You don't have to remove your human capability in order to have machine capability. You can add it. You can have both. You can be both machine and man fully. Just like Christ was fully God and man. Oh! So, yeah, we're already cyborgs. We already have the best. And certainly it'll be nice for people who lose capability through accident or malice to be able to regain some of it. But I would say it's better to have both, to be both capable of acting on the human organic level and on the machine level. So, yeah, here we are. Cyborgs have arrived. They arrived years ago. I mean, they arrived in the Industrial Revolution. It's already happened. And people didn't notice it because people aren't walking around with ugly cyborg arms or whatever that people were expecting, or, you know, like, sticking stuff into their face. Because we're not going to do that. That's dumb. That's insane. And no sane person would give up their humanity in order to gain a less effective machine analog when you could add machine to human in order to get the best of both. So, here we are. Cyborgs, they've arrived. We are them.
Thank you for joining me. This is Paul Spooner of the Paul Spooner Podcast. And allow me to play you out.